and roll song. It is Tuesday morning. That means that our suburban outlaw, Pam Sherman, is with us. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning.
So, you saw my son's picture. He and his girlfriend were at Saturday Night Live. They went to
the date.
He works for a running shoe company called On Running, and they do some cool things. I was talking about this with Christy yesterday. So far, they've taken him to Italy, Switzerland. They're going back to Italy. I think he's going to Mallorca, Spain in April. It's like crazy, right? They do all these things.
It's a really cool company. They're the ones who literally formed a shoe on a runner on their foot, which I thought was super cool.
It is pretty cool. And so they're a cool company. And so this is a work thing. People in the company, I don't know how many of them, got to go to Saturday Night Live set. And you saw he was on the set of Weekend Update. Then they come down walking where the guest host comes down every week. And it was just a cool thing, you know?
Many years ago, my husband worked for Maxwell House Coffee, and they did a company meeting, a sales meeting that he designed out of Studio 8H. You could rent it out at the time I don't know what they were trying to make money. So it became like a corporate, all of Maxwell House was there.
Yeah.
And so we got tickets and we got to go, and it was so legendary to do this sales meeting. And, I'll never forget sitting live on the set. And I don't know, have you been watching the tributes to SNL?
I have a little bit here and there.
The music tribute. They did an incredible documentary by Questlove about all the musicians who have been on and the way they perform. And it's been a lot of fun with my kid talking to him about, he's like, well, who's this guy Andy Kaufman? And I'll never forget being a little kid. So 1977 it started.
75.
So I must have been 14, and I'm sitting late at night. I'm supposed to be in bed. I'm watching television, and this Bass-O-Matic comes on.
Yes.
And it's Dan Aykroyd taking a whole bass and putting it into a blender. And blender, it was disgusting. And
exactly.
I thought, this is hilarious.
What show did you get to see when you were there? What show? Who was the guest host?
It's funny. I only remember Anita Baker was musical guest. And we then became a fan of Anita Baker.
Yeah.
And still, to this day, we love her.
Yeah.
Have you, are you a fan? Christy, no, I don't stay up that late.
No, I used to, not anymore.
I record it and watch it on Sunday morning. And I will say, there's still some good parts. The show has always been uneven, okay?
Yes.
So, but then there's always at least one bright spot. My wife will say to me, because she sleeps late on Sunday. I get up early. And she'll say, did you watch Saturday Night Live? I said, yeah. She goes, did you laugh? I said, once. That's usually what it is, once or twice. And usually it's Weekend Update, which is the best part of the show.
Think about the effort that goes into an hour and a half show with a different host each week.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure they have, they create like, I don't know how they do. There's a great movie out right now that Ivan Reitman's son directed that is hilarious. And it's so fast paced. I was watching it on an airplane. I almost hyperventilated. So I highly recommend it for all of you SNL fans. And I know there are some out there still.
Oh, yeah. 50 years out of the year. It's got to be.
50 years, we should celebrate somebody trying to make funny in the world.
Exactly.
Just like you guys bring warmth to the world every morning.
Somebody's
trying to make funny.
There you go. Look at that.